every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show. We're back. We were off yesterday. It was a holiday. But man, a lot of stuff happened over the weekend. We'll never get into all of it, but that's why we have WrestlingObserver.com and Apple, Spotify, etc. All of the shows, we've reviewed everything for subscribers. We'll get into what we can get into here today. Well, besides the news and the Raw report, we have a very special feature coming up this week. It's back to school week. And so, since kids are going back to school, we're going to be talking books. Carl Stern will be on today, Tara Calloway tomorrow, Ian Douglas on Thursday. We'll tell you all about that here on the show. Carl's got a great Pioneers of Wrestling, History of Wrestling omnibus we're going to talk about here today. And it's going to be a good time. That'll be the final segment of the show. Filthy Tom has arranged this, so I'll let him explain it to everybody. And yes, I know some of you, your kids went back to school in like August. What a horrible thing. Our kids go back to school the first week of September. So we're doing it my way here today. Got it? But anyway, we got a lot of news to get into, including the return of AJ Lee. Holograms clone, which I'm 100% sure Tony Khan stole this idea from me. The Rock, maybe an Oscar contention. I don't even know if I want to read what Rampage Jackson wrote the last couple of days. Roman Reigns, lots of news to get into here today. We'll do the best we can. But if you want to text us, 425-780-7566, you can email me at f4wonline@gmail.com. I'm f4wonline. Threads, Instagram, $10 cameos at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Making the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today for a fun and exciting week. Tom, why don't you tell everybody what's coming up?
Well, this week is the first ever Wrestling Observer Live Back to School Reading Week, Brian. I begged, prodded, stump pulled you into submission until you gave in and said, okay, you can have on a few authors. So this week we have today Carl Stern to talk his tremendous, fantastic, superlative pro wrestling pioneer omnibus. I butchered the name, but all those words are in the title. Tomorrow, we will have Tara Calloway, the wife of Jeff Cannonball, who recently wrote a book, My Daddy is a Pro Wrestler, a children's book. And on Thursday, we will have Ian Douglas, an author of many, many different books, but most recently, A Decided Novelty, The Essential Guide to Black Pro Wrestling History, 1880 to 1950. So,
a lot of history coming up this week.
Well, you know, Brian, I am a former educator myself. I possess a social science education degree from the University of Central Florida, and I taught history, American history, world history in high school. And it is a passion of mine. And more specifically, combat sports history is a passion of mine. There's a ton of other great authors out there in this genre who I wish we could get on. Some of them don't speak to me at all. Some of them wish to come on, and hopefully we can have them on in the near future. But yeah, back to school reading week going down this week on Wrestling Observer Live.
All right. Well, Carl will join us in the final segment of the show. In the meantime, we've got a lot of news to get into here today, including last night's Raw. The big angle on the show was a segment involving CM Punk and Becky Lynch. And CM Punk is angry at Seth Rollins. He wants him to come down to the ring. Becky comes out instead. And CM Punk wants nothing to do with her, and he tries to leave, and she cuts him off and tells him to get back in the ring and listen to her talk. And she cuts this big promo about how all of this doesn't just affect Seth. It involves her family as well. He says, I don't care about your family. And they go back and forth, and ultimately Seth comes out and says, I dare you, come get me. So Punk tries to head up the ramp, and Becky blocks his path. And then he tries to get around her, and she blocks his path again. And then Seth finally walks away. And so Becky gets right in Punk's face, and she starts paintbrushing this dude. And she slaps, I mean, she's slapping him hard. And he's turning just beet red. He's furious, but he can't do anything. And finally, he makes the comment. I should give the exact comment right here. But basically, he says, where is it? He says, I'm going to make Seth regret ever cashing in on me. And you're going to regret ever putting your hands on me. And he leaves. And obviously, you know, they did teases on both Sunday and Monday, or at least whatever the day the pay-per-view was. And on the pay-per-view, Seth Rollins got right in CM Punk's face and he screamed, I hate your family! And then during the Becky segment with Punk, the crowd is loudly chanting for AJ Lee. And twice she acknowledges the chants and says she doesn't work here. So obviously, you know, it was pretty clear yesterday that all of this was being done to set up a mixed tag. And we can confirm that it is a mixed tag. It's CM Punk and AJ Lee against Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins. And it will be on WrestlePalooza. And so I presume AJ's return will probably be next Monday on Raw, unless they want to delay it one more week. But that is the match. So we got the return of AJ Lee teaming with Punk against Seth and Becky. We've got CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar. And we've got the Usos teaming up again to face Braun and Bronson in a tag match. So, man, they are loading this show up to try to destroy All Out. And we'll see if they can do it.
Yeah, and conspicuous by its absence at Clash in Paris was the much-rumored matchup between Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre. So where is that going to
be? That'll probably be on that show as well.
Well, Would you like to amend your prediction?
110,000. Minimum.
110,000.
That's the minimum. What's up with your head?
It's huge.
I guess it is, isn't it?
Gonna store all these wrestling facts from reading.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that why it's so big? Also, should note, we talked about this on Observer Radio, but it is pretty much confirmed. Lucha Blog has stated that the new hologram, El Clone, will be played by Arez. So, I'm pretty sure I'm taking credit for the clone. This is an idea that I had over 30 years ago that I've talked about multiple times on various shows here on the website. Except my idea did not involve a masked wrestler. My idea involved finding, it was actually triplets, and training them to wrestle, but not letting anybody know about the other two. And then eventually you would do a clone gimmick with the other two, the twin, and then later the triplet showing up. I had a whole shebang based on a clone, and it looks like they're going to be doing this in AEW with, I guess it will be Arez and Aramis, who plays Hologram. So, yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, El Clone.
You know,
too bad you couldn't play my clone. Your head's, you know, too big.
Bebop and Rocksteady were the tag champions in my action figure federation.
Doesn't matter.
Back when I was a kid.
Doesn't matter, dude. You didn't talk about
neither does the stupid clone.
Have you ever talked about that here on the show? Can you imagine the only person that can beat Hologram is, in fact, Hologram? What a shocker. What do you think of The Rock?
Well, apparently, he's quite an actor.
That's what they say.
15-minute standing ovation for the Smashing Machine. The Rock's performance now lauded by the critics. Opened up. At one point, I believe it had 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, although I doubt that could ever hold up on this planet. But, hey, I hope it's a good movie. I mean, I loved the original Smashing Machine, of course, a Mark Kerr-based documentary which follows the Pride Grand Prix and his, quite frankly, his tragic downfall in that tournament where he went in the favorite. And ever since it's been announced that this was a film that The Rock was going to direct, he was going to star in, I think a lot of people, you know, looked at it as like, well, why are they making this film? You know, is it because The Rock can bulk up? He finally found a character where he has to bulk up.
Oh, play. Yeah.
But apparently, that does not seem to be the case. Although, maybe he had his fair share. Maybe he just was sick and tired of all the pancakes and cheat meals, because The Rock, after bulking up to play Mark Kerr, has now slimmed down tremendously.
Yes, he has. Now,
I mean, I don't think he looks too bad. Looks healthy.
I mean, yeah, he looks healthy. Yeah, we'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless awareness of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, before I get back to The Rock, I just got to say, the best feud of 2025 is Dave Meltzer versus the Netflix numbers. And there's an article that will be up for subscribers soon on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. That you all must read. Do you understand? Especially those of you who refuse to read them and don't want to, you must. You must read the article that Dave has written about the Netflix ratings. It's the most amazing thing I may have ever seen. All right, going back to The Rock. You know, the one thing I will say, here's the thing, Tom. You love the Smashing Machine. Smashing Machine was awesome, okay? Everybody that gave him that 15-minute standing ovation, how many of them do you think watched the Smashing Machine?
Probably zero.
Okay. I would bet that people who watched the Smashing Machine probably may not like the movie so much. Whereas people who never saw the Smashing Machine are probably going to think it was incredible. That's my prediction about how this is all going to pan out. And I was reading an interview with The Rock related to this movie. And you realize when they first, like even before the trailer, they just had a couple of still shots from the movie. And one of them, he's like sitting in the corner on a bench or something like that, getting ready for the next round or something like that. And I remember when they first announced Dwayne Johnson will play Mark Kerr, I was like, what? I mean, he's muscular, but like, what? And then
it would be like Arnold Schwarzenegger playing you.
It was just, well, I mean, it'd be the other way around, which would be, you know, believable. But the point is, you know, I was like, how was, what? And so the first pictures came out of Dwayne Johnson as Mark Kerr. And I was like, oh my God, he actually looks like Mark Kerr. And then like the trailer came out and I was like, holy smokes. You know, this guy looks like, I mean, they put hair on him and everything like that, but I was like, he looks like Mark Kerr. So I was reading the interview. And as it turned out, he basically had to show up every day and they would sit him in the chair for like 4 hours and they would apply all of these prosthetics to his face to make him look like Mark Kerr. 4 hours every day. It's like he was Lon Chaney playing the frickin' Wolfman. 4 hours a day he's in that chair so they could put all this stuff on his face so he could play Mark Kerr. And then obviously at the end of the day they take it all off, but I mean, that answered that question, because it is uncanny how much that guy looks like Kerr in this movie. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, it was a shocker.
Was it really?
To see how much he looked like him, you literally just went on a diatribe.
I know, but you blew it off, so. All right. We're going to, do you want to talk about Rampage Jackson?
No. I'll tell you why, because I'm about to go on Ariel Helwani's show after this show to talk about that very incident. So,
all right.
If you would like to, no, then go right ahead. But I certainly don't feel like leading the conversation.
Well, he just
put
out
comments.
He put out a thing. I'm not even going to read it. But like now, it's totally swung where now he's like angry at everybody else, and he still says he doesn't, well,
including Raja.
Yeah, he's still upset at his son, but now he's like, if he's blaming Stu, if he wasn't drunk, hit my head with a real beer can. And, you know, if my son would have just went to the police, there would have been an arrest and all this. It's like, hold on a second. Like, I don't want to litigate all of this, but Rampage, you're telling me that if you would have gone to the police when Stu hit Raja with a can, there would have been an arrest? Even though later in the show, Raja went in and hit him with 21 unanswered punches, and that wasn't an arrest? But you think he's going to get arrested for hitting him with a beer can? Anyway, if you want to read it, it's on his, I think it's on his, I don't know what it's on. It's just ridiculous. $217,000 for the GoFundMe, however. And I may as well plug your appearance, Tom.
The Ariel Helwani Show coming up right after this show ends, which will be 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Good Lord, he does a long show because it's been going on since before this show. It's been going on for a few hours. He already talked about the Raja Jackson incident, although they've been off for 2 weeks, I believe. So Ariel had some thoughts on that. And I guess as a independent pro wrestler and MMA fighter, I'm an expert. So I'll be on there.
You are an expert, Tom.
To speak on this situation. I've also watched all these interviews ad nauseum. So
how come you're obsessed with this to this degree?
I'm not.
Well, you've watched them all ad nauseum, you said.
Because people keep asking me questions about it. I was at physical therapy, and the therapist asked me about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, a couple of notes from the Raw show. There were like a million shows this weekend, but I guess what's the gist of everything? Well, we had a couple of good matches on the show. Although, I mean, here's the thing. I didn't think this was a great show except for the Punk Becky segment. And there was some good wrestling on the show. But it was one of those shows where, you know, Netflix is out of the country. And so, you know, they try to make it impossible for you to fast forward if you watch it at a later time. So I tried to find a workaround and, you know, it was not easy. But I mean, even taking that out, okay, let's just say that everything was fine. It was still like the same thing they always do with matches, but it seemed much worse on this show, which was they spend 1,000 years getting him into the ring. They ring the bell. They go 1 minute. They do a heat spot, but then go to commercial. The entire heat is during the break. They come back from commercial for only the comeback. And then, you know, in at least two of the matches, they botched the finish. And then we had a just blatant run-in, you know, finish for another one. So, you know, if you like WWE, you probably thought it was a good show. If this stuff irritates you, you probably didn't. But like Raquel and Roxanne versus Asuka and Kairi, I don't know what happened here, but, you know, Asuka went for her hip attack.
Roxanne was out of position. She wasn't on her butt,
I guess, but it looked terrible.
Asuka usually hits at the Empress, Empress attack or something.
So she's out of position. It looks terrible. She falls over by the ropes. Asuka goes to cover, and the ref goes, "Asuka lock!" So Asuka just gets off of her. The ref doesn't even count two, and she kicks out. She's like, gets off of her and puts her in the Asuka lock and submits her. So that was a botched finish. And then we had the War Raiders and Penta versus Grayson Waller and New Day. And, you know, Eric and Ivar tried, I think, what is this move that they tried? Because it got totally botched. It looked like they almost killed poor Woods. And then Penta hit the Mexican Destroyer and got the pin. So whatever that double team was, that was botched. And then we had, I thought AJ and Dom was really good. And, you know, the Finn Balor match was, with Dragon Lee was good as well. I don't know about you, but I thought the AJ-Dom match was better. But, you know, they're having this great match, and all of a sudden at the end, El Grande ends up yanking AJ off the ropes behind the referee's back, loads the mask, headbutts him, and
to the heart.
Yeah.
Well, completely whiffed on the head. But, hey, if a heart punch can work in pro wrestling, why not?
Good match. Cheap finish, but a good match. And then the main event.
I think everybody's a bit surprised by the actual finish and not putting the belt on AJ.
Everyone really thought they were putting this belt on AJ?
I think so. I think everybody thought that Dom would end up being that Triple A champion and they'd pull this one off of him. But, hey, why not? Dom's hot. You know what I mean?
He is, and he could still be the Triple A. He should be the Triple A champion. He should win that title.
No.
You don't think so?
Pagano should.
Oh, stop. Pagano can beat Dom later on.
All for it.
I'm still kind of sad I'm not going there. I don't know why. I really want to go see that show. But what can you do? Then the main event was Jay and LA Knight versus Braun and Bronson. Which, like, after all that, they do a tag match with big stars. And it's a clean pin. So that was at least good. Braun speared Jay to death, pinned him clean in the middle. And then they had the big beatdown afterwards. And Big Jim made the save. And I think people have this impression that, like, the Usos haven't teamed up in years. But they actually teamed up on Raw, like, a few months ago, actually, in just a straight tag match. So they're doing it again here. The Usos versus Braun and Bronson. And that's that.
I mean, I'll be honest. I think that Raw tag division really needs a shot in the arm. And I don't think it would be a bad idea to reunite the Usos for a little bit, get the belts on them, and then, you know, they can pass it on to somebody else. Because, I mean, while Judgment Day is a good team, there's just nobody set up for them to face. You know what I mean? It seems like the Viking Raiders and New Day are just stuck fighting amongst themselves. And the Judgment Day has no challengers. But
man, I got to say, that Judgment Day heel turn was like freaking great. And boy, has the follow-up just been nothing. Back in a moment with Carl Stern, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us, as well as the great Carl Stern, author of Dragon King Carl's Pioneer Era Pro Wrestling Omnibus, in paperback, I might add. Carl, how you doing?
Sounds like in all capital letters also. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Brian? And Tom, good to be on the show with Tom, finally. Listened to Tom for many, many, many years. Big fan. Glad to hear him and you as well. Hope everything's going well.
All right. I'm going to let Tom largely run this interview here today, Carl. But
because Tom knows his stuff. That's what
yeah, he does.
You're saying, failed way. Tom knows about the history of professional wrestling, the origin and evolution of said sport as well.
Yeah, Carl, I thought I knew about the origin of said sport, but to be quite honest with you, after reading your research, after reading this very book, I realized that I knew very, very little about the origins of the sports in which I, you know, take part in. Of course, mixed martial arts and pro wrestling, both coming off this same family tree. Now, this book, The Pioneer Era, The Pioneer Omnibus, is what it focuses on. Can you tell the listeners out there what exactly is the Pioneer Era? Can you define it for our beautiful people out there?
Absolutely, Tom. What I did was, you know, wrestling is very cyclical, and we can look back just as fans of it and as historians, whatever your case may be. You can look back at different times. We all are familiar with, you know, the Attitude Era. Then prior to that, you had the Hulkamania era. Then you had the Territorial era, and so on and so forth, all the way back. The beginning of what we know as both professional wrestling and, to some degree, mixed martial arts in America, the origin of that is actually the 1800s. A guy named Frank Gotch came along around 1899, and he changed everything. I mean, he changed. Wrestling was very, very popular in the 1800s, but he, of course, really upped the ante, and most people trace the modern origin of wrestling back to him, but that's not really true, and it's not really accurate. The Pioneer Era is before 1900, or roughly before Frank Gotch. And it's an era that gets so vastly underlooked, and the reason it's important, and most people, even myself, doing, you talked about, you learned some things. I myself learned tons from the book.
You know what? I want to jump in here because one of the things that I really learned, I don't want to make light of it, because it's also, these are, a lot of this is from newspapers from that era. You got reports from a lot of these newspapers, correct? And
absolutely, yes.
Yeah. The one thing I noticed in the early part of the book is that many people died. Like every page, there's a story of somebody who died during a wrestling match in like the 1830s and 1840s. Like this guy suffered a fall and hit his head on a flour bucket. Which, by the way, I'm not making that up. Or you know, this guy had a spinal injury and died. It's like one after another. This person died. This person died. I mean, is it really that, like, what's going on?
No, that's actually a very great and very educated question, Brian, because it's actually an illusion, I believe. It wasn't nearly as dangerous as it's often portrayed to be. What you are actually seeing is something we still see today and have seen historically. Brian, you know, you've dealt with the media a lot during your time. I mean, you were on the ground floor of the Benoit situation, all that. You've done lots of media. And it's not unfair to say that mass media has largely hated pro wrestling as long as I can remember, and that was no different in the 1800s. The newspapers largely hated wrestling, But it was even more so than that. The early deaths, the reason they're included in there is because a lot of times newspapers would confuse the situation. They would be a typical bar room drunken brawl, and they would call it, quote, wrestling, because wrestling was considered a vice, along with gambling and drinking, and these things often took place in saloons and places of ill repute. And
hell
so
yeah.
It was just lumped in by society as being, you know, this dirty, seedy kind of thing. So I think what actually happened is a lot of the people who ended up, you know, getting killed and whatever, they were truthfully wrestling around, but they were having a bar fight.
Sure.
And the newspapers reported it as wrestling because, hey, look, this is what your kids become if they are, you know, that time it was adults gambling. This was your old man, your husband, he's getting involved in this type of stuff. Ladies, you know, keep your old men at home and not gambling on wrestling on a Saturday night, which is really where wrestling came from. The thing, Brian, Tom, that surprised me so much was how early pro wrestling became worked in America. I had no idea. I thought these were real old-timers in a barn somewhere practicing catch holds on one another till they got it right. And while there was some truth to that, and certainly some of the pioneers were very legitimate fighters and physical culturists, the truth is the majority, and I hate to break this to everybody, but the majority of the history of wrestling has been worked. They even had a name for it back in the day called put-up job or hippodrome.
Mm.
That was the 1800 equivalent of the word work today.
Yeah, and Carl, I mean, I think it's important that we kind of differentiate for the listeners out there that there's a multitude of different ways that somebody could work a match. This doesn't just mean both people are always in on it. We've seen this actually in Pride and other MMA organizations where sometimes both people are in on it. Sometimes it's a case which somebody carries another person longer than, you know, the viewing public is expecting. Sometimes it's when somebody throws a match, and we see all of these in the Pioneer Omnibus.
Yeah, definitely so, because, you know, boxing is another place where that takes place, you know, the old tomato can, you know, the mm-hmm. guy that they're pushing up the ladder doesn't realize, you know, he's getting fed lesser opponents. And you see the crossover with boxing and bare knuckles boxing, especially in the Pioneer era. Look, these promoters, they were learning all their stuff from the same place. There was a guy originally back in the Pioneer era. If you're looking for your prototype Vince McMahon or your prototype wrestling promoter, there was a guy out of New York named Harry Hill. And Harry Hill had an establishment down in the Bowery there in New York where a lot of boxing, wrestling, and so forth took place. And he is really the first person to, on an organized scale, put together a wrestling troupe or a wrestling promotion, or you could even say a territory. And that, too, has, you know, many ramifications for the future. So basically anything you can see in the modern era of professional wrestling, you can find a mirror of it somewhere in the Pioneer era, from
now,
wrestling bears to all points in between.
Even just, Carl, even just to me, one of the things that stood out is the lockup, right? I mean, one of the predominant styles that you would see in Pioneer wrestling was collar and elbow wrestling, right? And
yes.
what is the first thing that people are taught to do in professional wrestling? Brian, you can attest to this. I know it. We know it from experience. It's that collar and elbow lockup. And to me, I mean, that's a direct descendant from the Pioneer era.
I think they did that lockup backwards, though, from reading the description of where your right arm and your left arm go. I think they actually did.
They did. Yeah, that's a great point, Brian, because they did alter back and forth. But the reason they did that is because sometimes collar and elbow would be performed in like these harnesses, which is essentially the same thing as a judo jacket, just done a little different. And depending on if someone was right-handed, left-handed, or if both people were, they could agree to work differently. But you're exactly right in saying that it isn't interesting that the origin of wrestling started out with the first move you see in a modern pro wrestling match, the collar and elbow hookup. collar and elbow wrestling was the most popular style of wrestling in the United States just after the Civil War. And most of the big names that you know from that time period, like Colonel James H. McLaughlin and John McMahon, no relation to the later Vince McMahon, but they were your big champions of the collar and elbow era. Other styles as well, but predominantly that, for sure.
It seems to me that, like, the first real famous worker was this King of Wrestlers Charles fella, who it sounds like him and a buddy would, like, you know, they'd go town to town, and, like, he would issue a challenge, and then, like, his buddy, who people didn't know was his friend, would, like, accept, and they would do the match and, like, split the earnings or whatever.
Does he predate Abe Lincoln? You don't think Abe Lincoln was a worker, Brian?
Well, from what Carl talks about, it sounds like he was more of a shooter. But this King of Wrestler Charles was, like, he sounds like for sure a worker. And it's funny because when you read about the stuff that this guy did, like, he goes to town, he puts the ads in the paper, I'm King of Wrestlers Charles, and then, like, he'll do his challenge or whatever, and then he ends up getting beat. It's like this is, like, exactly what we're seeing with, like, what's his face on AEW?
Max Caster.
He's like the first Max Caster.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. That person is kind of nebulous who that was, but he was for sure the first one we know of from the papers who came to the United States, literally put up billboards in town saying, come meet King of the Wrestlers Charles, you know, put up your 25 cents or whatever to last a fall with him. It's very possible, and this is something I learned from putting together the book. I knew the basics, but I didn't know the extent. We owe professional wrestling to France. France is where these original guys came from. This was probably King of the Wrestlers, Charles, was probably Charles Arpin, a French professional wrestler, the most famous French professional wrestler at that time, and a guy who was in the circus acts and stuff. And so what most of, especially the Greco-Roman stuff that came over here, which was not like you think of the Olympic Greco-Roman or the collegiate Greco-Roman. No, this was based loosely upon that. It was a very entertainment style, and most of the newspapers knew, you know, this was a fraud, this was a put-on, but it was entertainment. So very early on, they introduced that aspect to wrestling. So if the question ever is asked, why was wrestling work to begin with? Well, that was why. Two reasons: gambling, to fleece gamblers out of money, and the other was for the entertainment aspect. We can put on a show the public will want to buy a ticket to.
Carl, I just have a question. I mean, obviously you've, like, researched thousands of these pioneer era wrestlers. You have to have one favorite wrestler. Is it Colonel James McLaughlin? Is it William Muldoon? Is it Uzile Prickett?
Well, I would have to say Uzile Prickett is my favorite just because he's so outlandish and ridiculous. The stuff that he ended up getting murdered over working a faking match. He was murdered because the wrong gamblers lost, and he had involved in some ridiculous exploits. But I have to say, look, I started the book with a little bit of a bias. I really felt Colonel James H. McLaughlin had long been overlooked. He was always second fiddle to William Muldoon, and I felt like his accomplishments really probably stacked up or surpassed Muldoon's. But the more research I put into it, and even beleaguered by the fact that Muldoon's career was only really about 10 years long, and he suffered through long layoffs due to injury at times, but he really was, William Muldoon unquestionably was the biggest star of the Pioneer era. He was a guy who, make no mistake, he was a worker through and through, worked many, if not most, of his matches. But like many of the greats, like a Ed Strangler Lewis or a maybe even a Lou Thesz or even a filthy Tom Lawler, he was a real deal also. He could really go. He really had shooting legitimate skills. And so, you know, if he said he won or lost, that's the way it went. And so I have to always come back to William Muldoon. Even though he's the most famous name in the Pioneer era, I think he is because he should be. He really changed the perception of wrestling, and the newspapers even came around for a while to liking what he was doing.
All right, stick around for a moment, Carl. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997, 800-659-7997, 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Carl Stern is joining us here today, author of Dragon King Carl's Pioneer Era Pro Wrestling Omnibus. I have put a link up on my Twitter if you want to check it out. There's a link up for the hardcover as well as the Kindle Unlimited version, which you can read for free if you have Kindle Unlimited. So check that out. And Carl, tell us more about the book. Oh, now tell
us. This because do we leave Tom out? Tom tagging in. I have put so much research, like Brian, as you know, 30 years of research into the Pioneer Era. I mean, I started putting out newsletters with Pioneer Era stuff back in the 1990s. This is far, far, far deeper project than I've ever worked on before in my life. I have exhausted everything I know to get these stories correct and to dispel some of these mythologies that exist and really show how entertainment style pro wrestling that we have seen today and have all watched big fans of our whole life. How did this really start in America? In my book, Dragon King Carl's Pioneer Era Pro Wrestling Omnibus, almost 700 pages worth of Pioneer Era notes, all wrestling before 1900. And look, if people go to Amazon, put in the Pioneer Era Omnibus, it should come up. Also, the front page of my website, which is whenitwascool.com, has plenty of links there as well. Greatly appreciate anybody. And look, hey, if you've read the book, please review it on Amazon. We've got 5-star reviews so far, and that really helps us get you know, worked up in their little algorithm.
The algorithm. The That's algorithm. Right. They didn't have those in the 1800s. All right, Carl, we got to get out of here, but I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Check it out, everybody. Dragon King Carl's Pioneer Era Pro Wrestling Omnibus. It's on my Twitter, @BrianAlvarez. Check it out. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.